So the playing of Auld Lang Syne by Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians, we have to say goodbye to our four-hour salute, big band salute. We call it a legendary New Year's Eve. I hope that the year 1984 is the happiest of years for you, and it brings you good health and peace of mind and all of the things you've always wished for. We hope, too, that you've enjoyed this four-hour salute to the big bands of yesteryear. Some of them are still around. They'll be around, hopefully, for another 50. I'm William B. Williams. Big Band Salute was produced by Norwood Productions, written by Jim Lowe, executive producer Ted Levan. Happy New Year, world.
Our forecast from meteorologist Wayne Barnes for tonight, clear and cold for the final evening of 1983. Low temperatures 5 to 10 degrees above zero. For tomorrow, New Year's Day, mostly sunny with the highs around 30. Clear and cold for Sunday night, the lows once again between 5 and 10. And the outlook for Monday, partly cloudy, the high temperatures once again around 30. Currently, we have 13 degrees. It's 11 o'clock at AM 910 WRCQ New Britain, playing the music you love in Greater Hartford.
From ABC News, I'm Palmer Payne. Lieutenant Robert Goodman, the U.S. Navy man who's been a captive of Syria since his plane was shot down over Lebanon December 4th, talked and laughed with Jesse Jackson in Damascus today. The Democratic presidential candidate says he's making a moral appeal to Syrian officials to free Goodman. He met with some religious leaders today and also Syria's foreign minister, who told Jackson Goodman could not be freed until American reconnaissance flights over the Syrian-controlled part of Lebanon are stopped. Goodman says he's getting surprisingly good treatment as a prisoner of war, with more than he can eat and plenty to read. Italy's President Sandro Pertini tonight called for removal of the Italian peacekeeping force in Lebanon if full-scale war breaks out, but moderated his previous call for early withdrawal of the peacekeeping unit. I'll have more after this.
This is Frank Blair for your Better Business Bureau. If you're buying firewood this winter and the seller tells you that his truck carries a cord, you may want to ask him to prove it. You see, a standard-size pickup truck holds only about a third of a cord. What's a cord? It's a stack of wood 8 feet long by 4 feet high by 4 feet wide. The only way to really tell is to measure it. Sellers of firewood use other terms as well. Some of the common ones are a stack, which is roughly the same as a cord, a rick, which the dictionary defines as just a pile of wood with no specific size, and a ton, which is exactly that. A ton is equal to about half a cord, if it has been dried. When possible, buy dried or seasoned wood and save yourself some time and trouble. Almost anyone who's experienced at building fires will tell you that freshly cut or green wood contains moisture and doesn't burn easily. We want your wood to be burnt, not you. A consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
With alcohol playing a part in the New Year's observances of many Americans, there are renewed concerns being voiced over the age at which the various states allow young people to drink. An assistant district attorney in Philadelphia, Arthur Schumann, Jr., wants the age limit increased.
You wouldn't let a 2-year-old play with a knife, and you wouldn't let a 10-year-old play with matches, and I don't understand why people are so reluctant to say, I'm not going to let a 15 or a 16 or an 18-year-old play with liquor, because they just can't handle it.
Abuse of alcohol and similar substances was on the mind of President Reagan earlier today in his weekly radio broadcast.
A drunk or drugged person at the wheel of a car isn't a driver. That person is a machine of destruction. So let's enjoy all the wonderful celebrations that go with New Year's Eve, but please, when we drive, let's drive sober.
Mr. Reagan also stressed the economic recovery in another part of his broadcast, acknowledging there has also been hardship in 1983. Three bombs in the French railway system today killed at least four people and injured more than 50. Two explosions occurred in baggage cars of a train running between Paris and Marseille this afternoon. Less than half an hour later, a device in a suitcase blew up in the luggage room of the main railway station in Marseille. No communications claiming responsibility have been received. New testing by the Environmental Protection Administration in Phelps County, Missouri, indicates more people may be affected by dioxin from that waste oil used on dirt roads more than 10 years ago. Bill Landis of the EPA office in Kansas City says more tests are needed.
We were aware that a certain portion of that road was sprayed, and we just weren't quite sure how far down the road the oil, contaminated oil, was sprayed, and that's why the sample determined.
Service says soil sampled in April and August indicates the property of 20 more landowners may be affected by dioxin. Military officers seized the government of Nigeria today. Major General Muhammad Buhari, speaking to the nation over the capital city's radio station, said he seized power to put an end to serious economic predicament and crisis of confidence. No reports of killing or shooting have been received in this fifth military coup since Nigeria became independent of Britain in 1960. A St. Louis newspaper reports a theater that shows X-rated movies is owned jointly by 10 religious and charitable groups, including the Roman Catholic Archdiocese and the Southern Baptist Children's Home. The Post-Dispatch reports the suburban sex movie house was willed to those groups by a couple when they died. An archdiocesan spokesman said the films are totally unacceptable to the Christian conscience. There may be an attempt to break the lease or take other steps to stop showing the porno movies. This is ABC News. A raisin farmer in Fresno, California, hit the nation's largest slot machine jackpot in Nevada, $2,478,000. 62-year-old Rocco DiNublio said he goes across the state line to gamble about four times a year. He had to wait for that payoff more than 6 hours due to a new rule requiring jackpots over $100,000 be certified by state inspectors. They checked out the slot machine's computer chip system to make sure there was no tampering. That precaution taken since August when a San Francisco man was denied a $1.75 million payoff. For the ABC Information Network, Happy New Year, I'm Palmer Payne.
And our forecast, once again, coming to us from WRCQ meteorologist Wayne Barnes, for the final night of 1983, it's going to be cold, but we will have clear skies. Low temperatures overnight in the single digits, up to about 10 degrees above. For Sunday, New Year's Day, sunny, the highs around 30, seasonably cold. Sunday night, clear and cold once again, with overnight lows again between 5 and 10. And the outlook for Monday, partly cloudy, temperatures around the 30-degree mark. Currently, we have 13 degrees at Radio Park as we continue with the music you love on AM 910 WRCQ. Guy Lombardo on this New Year's Day of 1984. Don Stanton spending this, the first day of the year, with you. Coming up, we got Harry James. Whole hour's worth of Harry James, as a matter of fact. Just a little bit before that, we're going to hear ABC News and then the weather. Stick around. At AM 910, WRCQ New Britain, playing the music you love in Greater Hartford and wishing you a Happy New Year.
From ABC News, I'm Palmer Payne. As 1984 begins across America, happiness is the mood, at least outwardly. With the multitude massed in New York's Times Square, entertainer Dick Clark was asked what he was thinking about as the stroke of midnight approached.
I'm like everybody else. I hate to think about what's going to be coming up next because you're probably going to be disappointed. I never make any resolutions because I break them. It's just another night of the year. It does take on an unusual significance, though. I think, as you realize, a whole year's gone by so quickly. It was only a year ago that we were doing this very same thing.
Officials in Washington, D.C. this time went into competition with New York. They expected tens of thousands to gather outside the old Pennsylvania Avenue post office, now converted into a downtown shopping and office center. In Trafalgar Square, London, an estimated 50,000 people welcomed 1984 with beefed-up security. More than 1,000 policemen guarded against the stampede of a year earlier, in which two women were killed and 190 people were injured. I'll have more after this.
When you plant a tree, great things happen. Not only can trees increase property values, they can also create pleasant places in which to live. Trees effectively stop the wind while creating great places for picnics, a little shade, and a home for wildlife. Conservation trees can make a big difference. They can cool our homes during hot summer days, keeping energy costs down. And during the winter, they can cut heating bills up to 30%. Plus, they reduce traffic noise. On the farm, conservation trees keep the soil in place. They become a formidable barrier that stops the wind from robbing the land of its productivity. This is Eddie Albert. Plant conservation trees. For your free how-to brochure, write the National Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska.
Jesse Jackson, in a few hours, plans to visit a Palestinian refugee camp in Syria, after which he hopes to speak with President Hafez Assad. Jackson's mission in Damascus is to free Lieutenant Robert Goodman, the U.S. Navy airman who was shot down over Syrian-controlled Lebanon December 4th. On Saturday, Jackson discussed with Goodman various things, and Goodman said he was being treated quite well for a war prisoner with plenty to eat and read. Asked if there was anything he wanted, Goodman laughed and said, "A plane ticket home." Syria's foreign minister told Jackson U.S. reconnaissance flights over that part of Lebanon controlled by Syria must stop before Goodman's freed. The democratic civilian government of Nigeria was replaced Saturday by a military regime. An army general indicates he's in charge. ABC's Steve Shepard in Washington discusses the coup.
Nigeria is America's second largest supplier of crude oil, and a country whose influence in Africa makes it especially important to U.S. diplomacy. For those reasons, the Reagan administration will be watching closely to see if U.S.-Nigerian relations, which up to now have been reasonably good, stay that way.
Steve Shepard reporting from Washington. Records indicate a Chicago hotel that burned last month, killing three people and injuring 17 others, operated for 9 years despite having more than 100 fire safety and building violations. The Chicago Tribune reports the Raleigh Hotel corrected none of those violations since being first cited by inspectors in 1974. The official Soviet news agency has confirmed that Foreign Minister Gromyko will meet next month in Sweden with Secretary of State Schultz. It emphasizes that weapons talks will not take place. Moscow accuses Washington of issuing optimistic statements to mislead Americans into thinking the situation would not change, despite NATO deployment of the Pershing II and cruise missiles.